Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He's speaking to us from Arizona. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Glad to be here. Exciting week.
Mark, do we have a special offer for our listeners?
2022 half off, 2022 HALS OFF. Get 50% off of our subscription. Just several up on the screen when you go to VR Trader, and pick the one that I would suggest, the platinum letter, because we cover most of the market in the platinum letter. So that's our oldest letter. But 2022 half off at VRTrader.com. And also want to disclose that I'm not a financial advisor, nor do I give financial advice, though some people think I'm a consultant to the UFO community, since I've been covering that so much in my newsletters in recent months and warning about a perhaps false flag or some other event. And sure enough, a balloon shows up, among other things. So, you know, get lucky sometimes.
Well, since the Concorde was grounded, we don't have any commercial traffic up around 60, 70,000 feet anymore.
Only the F-22 pilots get to see this stuff, huh?
Well, and even then, usually jets don't travel in that. It's just too high for them. Regular jets. Supersonic goes that high.
How do they shoot down the Chinese or whatever balloon was? Wasn't that at that altitude or higher?
The Americans have lots of jets that can fool around in that area. Even some that you know about.
Right. That's the whole point of what I've been talking about, is that what we don't know is more than what we think we know, right?
Remember the Aurora spy plane that used a scramjet that never existed, yet I could buy a model of it at my local model store?
Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, back in the 90s.
Well, you can buy a copy, replica of the Roswell crash. I have the box actually sitting in front of me here, the model, though it supposedly never happened. And supposedly it was a weather balloon. You can buy the Roswell UFO. It's like a little kit. You can put it together. It's actually the 50th anniversary. It says this on the box. I'm looking at it now. So you can actually see what the craft looked like, even though supposedly, according to our corrupt government, it didn't exist.
Yeah. You know, if the little green men land nowadays, I don't think they'd say, "Take me to your leader." Why bother? They don't know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's cooking in the world today, besides Joe Biden getting on the TV cameras talking about UFOs? I know we're doubling back here, but for 70 years, ever since Roswell, you know, it's a dirty word to mention UFO or extraterrestrial or anything like that. Now it's all over the press. You got, on the financial news, Larry Kudlow, for example, the former financial advisor to Donald Trump. I mean, he's on his own show on Fox News, and he's talking flying saucers left and right. You couldn't even mention the word, otherwise you'd be booted out of broadcasting or booted out of society. And now it's in the White House, right on a national broadcast, asked about UFOs. So obviously we're being conditioned for something after 70 years. Of closing down, you know, the truth of what really happened in Roswell, New Mexico, which was two crafts that came down. Most of the aliens died. One survived, was brought to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, and kept alive. He was alive for a short period of time, unfortunately, passed away. And now finally, you know, they have this little weather balloon or whatever balloon story coming out. And you really don't know the truth. You know, was it Chinese? Was it us? Is it just something to get us thinking about something up in the sky? Then you get two or three others, as you know, a couple over Canada as well. And Trudeau says it's okay to shoot it down. I keep saying this in these broadcasts and people just say, this guy is from outer space, literally. And I know I got a couple of texts or messages saying, what is this all about? Is this guy nuts? Meanwhile, obviously I'm not nuts. And obviously there is something happening and there is extraterrestrials. And there's also, you know, our reverse engineered craft, which has been flying around now for a couple more or three decades from what the research that I've done. But this stuff is really significant, and what we're seeing in the skies is really tough because I'm not out there observing it, and I'm not, you know, I don't have all the connections, but a lot of the observations could be our reverse engineered stuff, including the so-called Tic Tacs, which were photographed by the Navy pilots and which the New York Times released and which the government ultimately confirmed. So I'm not really sure if those are alien or a reverse engineered version of them. But the whole point of this little discussion is that, you know, we're holding technology, which is so far advanced to anything that they will disclose to us or the other wild adventures that they've done with this technology, that it just gets down to the secrecy of government, the inadequacy of government, the wanting of government to control everybody. And it's just disgusting. I mean, it even goes down to, like, releasing a financial statistic. The government, they came out with, you know, employment reports, which were bogus. And the you can't believe any government statistic that's released. You know, the market got excited for a couple of days because of these employment reports. But, you know, they're not talking about the fact that tens of thousands of people are being fired from various big companies around the country. And these were doctored reports. And the real reports are going to come out. Show things are worse, but it's a government from you know, A to Z. I mean, anything government is just ridiculous. You can't rely on information regarding a potential alien attack on the North America, which didn't happen, of course, or economic reports that are being released. So we got liars all over the place. It's just incredible. You know, fortunately, we have secondary research out there, the people like yourself or myself that dig down and try to find out what's really going on. And then you have these alternate networks like Newsmax, which AT&T tries to shut down because, God forbid, they'd actually come out with a true story. You know, the stock market itself is a lie. I mean, they bullshitted everybody ever since the lows back in March 2020. And the Federal Reserve engineered, you know, a rally, which was, again, bogus. And, you know, now we came down and now started rally again, and everybody got excited about the rally that we had just in recent weeks. Like, oh, things are really great. But, you know, we do have China and Taiwan. We do have Iran. We do have North Korea. You know, and we have Russia, of course. Nobody's paying any attention to the fact that the Russian fleet was moved out into the Baltic Sea, and the West, NATO, who are idiots, are discounting the fact that Putin or his successors won't use nuclear weapons, which I believe they will if they're pushed to that point. So by the time this is over, you're going to wish you don't own any stocks. You're going to wish you're short the market, or in cash, or in gold, or in real estate, or something else to protect yourself. So maybe this is a 2-year comment, but, and you know, we do have a staged false flag event with whether it's alien or our secret, you know, space program vehicles, and they want to shake people up. That's one way they could do it if they can't do it with COVID or with a nuclear weapon in Europe. So very interesting times ahead. A lot of volatility, Jim, a lot of fun. Just got to trade the markets. We're short here. I think the market's headed south into March, at least, and we'll see what happens.
So as a person that's trading, what sector or product, what really has you excited?
Short the S&P, short the NASDAQ, short the Dow, short any of the major indexes using reverse ETFs, and just watch them go down. Make money.
Now, why do you think people only focus on stock markets going up, saying that's the only way to make money? Isn't shorting very risky, very dangerous?
Not at all.
No.
No more risky than owning the S&P 500's ETF. The market goes down, you get killed in your... what about the people that lost 30% more in their S&P when it dropped in 2022? Was that not risky? Meanwhile, if you were long an inverse ETF, you might have made 30%. So there's just as much risk either way in the markets, and you just have to time it too. You know, you got to be there when the trend is your friend. So, you know, maybe they'll stage another rally later in the year, but I'm looking for some extreme volatility here. And the more I hear them talk about UFOs and this train accident in Ohio, I'm sure you heard about that. When that thing blew up, you know, I'm not a conventional reporter or analyst. You know, I think of things that are so little far out that you have to think that I'm crazy. But you know, when I saw that train blow up, it reminded me of the scene in the Steven Spielberg film Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where they had to stage a alien landing, if you remember, in the film. So what did they do? They derailed a railroad train with poisonous gas to get everybody out of the area, so nobody would want to be anywhere near where that pre-planned supposed UFO landing was occurring, which, by the way, was a reconstruction of a real event. You know, very few people know this. When Eisenhower met the aliens in 1954, I believe, and then up at the Air Force Base in California, basically that event, I think there were a couple of them, was what triggered and which helped sponsor the thought that, hey, let's recreate it in a film, and Spielberg did it in Close Encounters. So it was actually a recreation of a real event with Dwight Eisenhower, which nobody wants to talk about, but actually did occur. And they actually have 16mm footage of it. The government never released, though they promised to release it to one or two Hollywood producers for a film. But anyway, getting back to the railroad thing, as soon as I saw the railroad thing blow up, I said, why are they trying to get people out of Ohio? There's something, you know, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, I don't know if it's anywhere near that train explosion, because that's where all the alien wreckage is from Roswell, and where that live alien actually did live for a period of time. But, that's the first thing that occurred to me. Why did that blow up? Is it really an accident, or was it prearranged in some way? So, anyway, occurred to me as soon as that, and that's what's going on now.
I've covered enough train derailments and explosions and fires to know you don't have to fake it. They just happen all the time. We're lucky that we haven't had mass loss of life, because every railway runs through the middle of every city in North America.
You're right. I'm probably just reading in too much. But right away, with all this other, you know, activity going on with the balloons and all this stuff going on right now, and, you know, I don't believe, you know, everything is an accident. A lot of things, you know, could be prearranged, could be set up to create turmoil, then, you know, get more government control of situations. I'm just a real pessimist when it comes to the government and to all these events. But anyway, you're right. The rails need a lot of refurbishing, and it could have been a real accident. And I could just be fantasizing about that connection back to Spielberg.
Well, I live next to a rail switching yard, and there's a real reason why I have a his and hers gas mask set. Just in case one of those tanker cars overturns and spews phosgene or chlorine or ammonia or a thousand other deadly chemicals into the sky.
I don't blame you. I actually have a gas mask that I've had storage for years. Actually, the Israeli gas mask. Never needed them. Just kept them. God forbid something happened and we would have gas masks. I was fortunate enough to acquire a few.
Are they made by Uzi?
I don't have to pull them out. I don't know.
Gold, I'm being told now, this might be a serious hedge for you or protective device. As governments go to digital currencies, that would make it easier for them to seize your bank account, like happened in Canada during the Freedom Convoy, where people who chipped in a few bucks towards what they thought was a decent cause ended up getting all their money frozen by the government. If you have gold secreted around the house, buried in the backyard, very hard for the government to just sees it by the click of a mouse. Do you think that's a way to protect yourself if they go full digital currency?
The first thing I would say in reaction to your statement is you shouldn't have any cash in the bank to begin with.
Yeah.
Because government can confiscate it, shut it down, convert it to digital, like you just said. And the banks, pointing to the fine print, and again, I'm not an attorney, but stuff that I've read by others say that legally your deposits in the bank could be confiscated as not really your money, and the government can, and the banks could take it. In other words, it's not really your money once you put it in the bank account. They sort of pretend it is, but they have the power to confiscate it. So my first suggestion is, and I haven't done this completely, though back in 2008-09, I went into the banks and I demanded cash for everything. They thought I was crazy. They didn't stop me from doing it. I took a lot of cash out because I, at that time, we were fearful of the banks would survive or not. But it's not only that, it's whether you could even get it back even if they did survive. So get your cash out. And yet, gold, silver, unless we're mining gold up on those asteroids, which I talked about on these broadcasts, which could virtually make gold worthless because so much could be brought back to Earth that it wouldn't be a valuable commodity anymore. In the unlikely event that is a risk factor for us right now, though it will be at some point in the future, gold, silver, real estate, physical commodities, farmland, animals, anything that that they can't digitally remove from you. So 100% supportive of that. The question is, if you do gold and silver here, do you care where it goes? I mean, is it going to drop right away? Is it going to go up right away? We don't know. There's so much manipulation. A lot has to do right now with the U.S. dollar. If the U.S. dollar has a significant rally, even though the gold and dollar have moved in the same direction on occasional times, more likely the strength in the dollar would drive prices of gold down, so you might be holding something that could depreciate it in value. But that might be still better than having money in the bank that you don't have use of. I would, however, if you're going to do gold and silver, get it in small denominations, small half ounce, quarter ounce. So if you have to use it for trading or business purposes, you don't have to be carrying 1 ounce or 20, with a 32-ounce kilo bars around with you, so.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Mark, I know you're not a big fan of central banks at all, but how high do you think the Fed's going to go? The Bank of Canada says it feels it's pretty well done hiking rates in the short term. The Fed hasn't said anything like that. How high do you think U.S. interest rates are going to go before the Fed thinks it has a handle on inflation? Are they going to wait until everyone's unemployed?
You have nutcases. Managing nutcases in the government. First of all, how I stand on the Federal Reserve is it's I hate to use the word criminal, but that's how I feel about it since it was created back in 1913. Mismanaging the government, mismanaging all the financial resources that they had at the disposal. Ben Bernanke even confirmed in his 2008 interview that yes, we caused it, referring to the Great Depression. That they raised rates at a time they shouldn't have. They were zero rates, for 10 years, and suddenly they jump up. I mean, they don't know what the hell they're doing. And then they have all these secret tools they don't talk about. They've got the money supply they can contract or expand. Then they go into the open markets or secretly, and they buy stocks and bonds. They don't talk about that at all. I mean, there's Freedom of Information Act stuff that came out about how they bought Harley Davidson bonds or stock. I mean, what the hell is the Fed doing in the motorcycle business? I mean, when I look at these guys like Jay Powell or any of them up on the street, I just crack up laughing. And it's run by economists who notoriously know nothing about the stock market, can time the stock market more poorly than anyone on the planet. And we give these people credibility. It should be abolished. It should have been abolished a long time ago. The free market should make determination of rates. And to get to your question, no one knows where rates are going to go. What outlier events could possibly occur in the next 6 months or 2 years that the Fed has no control of what happens in the world. We already know they can't control inflation. It's caused by other factors rather than just them printing money. So if there's a war or if there's an alien invasion or if there's a volcanic activity, you know, a super volcano goes off. In fact, we just had an asteroid hit the a few days ago. I had an article I put in my newspaper. Generally, you know, we think we track all these things, and one came out of the surprising appeared that what they hadn't tracked. It was a small one, but you know, you can have an asteroid event, you can have a polar shift, you can have a sun, solar flares are acting up again, and you get a super event like the Carrington event. We've talked about this 100 times. That freezes all the electronics on the planet, and then what does that do for interest rates or inflation? I mean, you know, there's 100 things we can talk about here, earthquake activity, things that we have no control over. So when you ask me how high, well, how high did it go when Paul Volcker was at the helm back in 1980, and we saw, what, 20% interest rates, and nobody thought that was possible when that process started. So I don't know. The market rallies because they're, you know, it's a lot of politics involved here. I'm sure Jay Powell is worried that he's not going to get reconfirmed. It's all this nonsense, you know, the pressure is to keep, you know, get the stock market back up again, jawboning, which is a great tool, you know, just jawbone people to death about, oh, things might be getting better, or, you know, this thing or another. I mean, the Federal Reserve was created supposedly to promote full employment in the U.S., and like you just inferred a moment ago, you know, they're willing, at least verbally, whether they actually do it, is drive rates up so high to get people unemployed and change the job picture. So it talk about insanity, irrationality, incompetence. An act should be entered into Congress to abolish the Federal Reserve and just end it. And that's the first step. Now, the second thing is you gotta fix Congress too. And they're messed up because they spend money like crazy that we don't have. So that's the next step, is how to control Congress from spending money, because you got the Fed on one end trying to control things and the idiots in Congress just, you know, with their greed and stupidity, just spend money irrationally, and they have all this pork and these projects and special funding that's stuck into finance bills. I mean, it's just a joke. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, you know, all you can do is, this is why I just trade the market. I mean, I talk about all this stuff, but you just look at the charts, you know, you look at the technicals, and you look at the stupidity on the screen. You know, everybody's bearish at the bottom or bullish at the top like they are here, you know, because of the supposed, you know, rates coming down, the Fed easing off and all this other nonsense. And you get a sense of how you make some money in the market, and you know, whether it's just, as we talked about earlier, the S&P, or whether you play gold, or you know, you buy cannabis stocks, or sell cannabis stocks, or uranium stocks, or lithium stocks, or you know, on and on and on. Defense stocks were doing well for a while because of the need for defense missiles and so forth. I mean, Lockheed Martin was one of our trades because of their involvement in the missiles. But it's like you got to stay out of this insanity. Turn off the television if you can. Look at what the market is telling you. And when you get a big move either way, you get a panic, either to the downside or the upside. You got to go the other direction. That's sort of a good rough rule of thumb for me. I love when they kill stocks. You know, they come out with a story and they just nail a stock. And that says to me, here's a classic example of stock manipulation. They take it down so they can buy it. One of the rules of manipulation, by the way, is if you're looking to unload stocks, you drive it higher with news or with stops or with buy stops on the exchange or whatever, and you just drive it up and you sell it. And if you're looking to accumulate stocks, you drive them lower with bad news or hitting stops in the futures market, or you know, now that, as you know, they have individual stock futures, so you can do it with them now. So then you're able to buy. So rule of manipulation is drive it up to sell it, drive it down to buy it. And that's the game of Wall Street.
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
I sure enjoyed it. Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. If you have any questions for Mark or any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. We'll ask that question for you. Our popular YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at House Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.